All right, so with me is Lindsay, and we are going to be talking about relationships, the little nuggets we learned, and a lot more. It's sort of like an unscripted episode this week. So, Lindsay, say hi.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you. We've been trying to have this episode for a while. But life does its thing, but we're still grateful that we get to do it. So, just to break the ice, I'll let Lindsay ask me a question or two first, and then I'll ask her. It's like a get to know me type of vibe.
Awesome, cool. So I'm gonna start simple. Okay.
Okay, cool.
If you could describe yourself as one fruit, what would it be?
One fruit. Shit. I'd be a watermelon, I think.
Any particular reason?
I like watermelon. That's one.
Yeah.
Two, watermelons. They have water, they're fluid. It's just natural. There's nothing much to a watermelon, but it's just so big and juicy. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's a specific reason. I just like watermelons. They're calm, not too sweet. If you
Just
pick the
right.
If you pick the right one, it's just right. It's just magical. On a hot day, it's nice and cold. Like, you need a watermelon. You don't need to drink water. You need a watermelon. It just gives you that oomph.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tiny the watermelon.
Yeah.
Okay. So my
What fruit would you
second.
be?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I would be. Like, just to be extra, I would be a whole fruit basket, I think. With, like, all the different kinds. So, for the second question, I think this makes sense with your choice. Well, I already know the answer to this, but what's your zodiac sign?
Girl, I'm a Scorpio. I'm a
Oh, nice.
Scorpio, October Scorpio.
And that's a water sign, so.
It makes a lot of sense, Whoa, it's such a coincidence, but I didn't plan it. So I'm gonna just ask you like two questions as well. It's almost similar to your first question. My first question: who is Lindsay? Like,
Oh,
three or
that's
four
deep.
sentences just to like really describe you.
Oh my gosh, you're putting me on the spot here. That's
Exactly.
okay. Who am I?
Yeah, who are you, girl?
You know the thing? I was just talking about zodiac signs. So I'm a Pisces,
Okay, girl.
and I'm pretty sure it's like we're known for this. We are everything and everyone. Like, it
Yeah.
depends on the mood, like who we want to be in that
Yeah.
moment. So it's like, depends on the day and what I'm feeling, but basically, I think I'm a free-spirited person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as easygoing. Well, a lot of people say, like, being in my presence is very calming for them. I don't know.
It
I'm, like,
is.
speaking from what other people would say, because it's a bit weird, like, thinking of yourself as yourself, because you don't really.
You don't really know yourself.
If you get to what I mean, like, you don't get to see yourself like from an
Yeah.
outside perspective.
But you are
But like,
easygoing. You really are.
I don't know. I'm not just thinking of what I've been described as. I think I'm a comfortable person. I don't know if that's the way to describe someone. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like to be like comfortable around people, make them feel comfortable. And what else? I was thinking of something. Oh, I'm a creative person, definitely. Like, that would be one major thing to describe me.
Definitely.
I'm a creative, always out I'm an author, yeah, that like I can't say anything about me without mentioning that, of
Of
course.
course.
Writing is my life, but yeah, basically that. I'm just a person who just likes to,
And we are gonna get into your book
experience.
as we go on. We're gonna get more into your book. But just for people who don't know what you wrote, what it's about, can you just give them a little summary, a little taste?
Oh, okay. So, What My Body Knew, I think that's what we're going to be talking about.
Exactly.
So, I recently released a like spin-off to that. So the first one was last year, and then I did another kind of mini anthology this year. So it's a poetry book,
Yeah.
basically just about my life experience as, a young woman. What the nuggets of wisdom, if I can even call it that at this point. I know I don't know everything, but that I've gained so far, I like to think I've seen a thing or two, and just my feelings and thoughts around this time. And it was really like a cathartic experience, so it was really helpful for me as well writing it.
Yeah.
And even more incredible that other people have enjoyed it and benefited from it as well. Like a lot of people say, I say the things that they think but would never say out loud. So I think that's what it is.
It's true. When I first read your book, I was like, "What? Look, she sounds like she's gone through everything I've gone through." Like, I don't even need to say anything anymore because she has described parts of my life that I couldn't describe to myself. And that was truly incredible. I was like, wow, she's really gifted. And then, how we started talking, we really started talking as a result of your book. And, I'm so grateful that you wrote it because I don't think we would be talking like this if you hadn't wrote your book.
Yeah, I just find it so interesting how all kinds of art can just connect people, and you realize that, whoa, humans actually relate in a lot of ways,
Yeah.
but we don't usually get to know that and like experience each other like in a like what you're saying.
Yeah.
A deeper level, I guess, yeah.
Art just removes stigma, it
Like
removes
barriers.
exactly the social classes, everything is just removed. It's just you, art, and me. That's it. That's the
Yeah,
tweet.
exactly.
My second question, what are you most proud of? Like, out of all your achievements, what are you most proud of? I think I know this one, but what are you most proud of?
Yeah. Okay. I have actually a few achievements. I'm really like appreciative of like most of the stuff that I've like done and achieved. Like
Hi, I can't hear you, love.
Yeah, basically, most things have really shocked me, and I've been like appreciative of like publishing and Wattpad when the time when I was on number one on that. But I think over the years, as I've grown older, that's when I've really been able to be actually say that I'm proud of myself. Like, when you're starting to develop self-love, there's a lot of times you don't acknowledge things.
Yeah.
So after all that, and at this point, I would actually say and think that my greatest achievement would be like something that could be considered simple, maybe, but was really difficult for me. I think the journey of getting to know and love myself and healing from certain difficult relationships that inspired most of my work. Yeah.
Wow. That's
So that process itself, more than anything I've accomplished.
And that's incredible. There's nothing simple in that at all. Healing has always been like a difficult thing to do, and being able to do that and safely start to say, "Look, I love myself," that is something to be extremely proud of. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
So,
oh, you had more questions. Okay, girl, shoot me down. Do what you must.
I've been taking it too slow and gentle. So now let's get to the real questions.
Oh, hell.
Do
Okay.
you remember? Do you remember it has occurred, which it should have, girl, anyway, your first orgasm?
Girl, let me tell
And
you a
the
funny
silence.
thing. Girl, I talk a lot. Like, I talk. And a lot of people may think, damn, this girl has done everything, but I'm actually never experienced, I have never experienced like anything that would lead to an orgasm in any way, ever.
Like even alone.
Even alone, I'm just there,
Oh,
like boring as hell. Like, I know, the Scorpio in me who talks a lot,
like
she's
we don't
very.
believe that. Yeah.
Girl, I'm telling you, like,
Wow. So there's an outer personality and an inner one. Ooh.
exactly. I feel like the inner me would probably have done it a long time ago, but the outer me is just there, like, ooh, girl, no, I'm not trying to have people in my space like that. With myself, it's just like, not, I maybe I haven't reached that level of self-love yet. But I'll let you know. I'll let you
Yeah. I'll check in again
know.
a year from now. Okay, so
Yeah.
another question, my second one. Quantity or quality in
In
anything?
anything.
Yeah.
Quality, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm a person who has very few of everything. I'm very, very picky. Think it's I don't know if it's an astrology sign trait or just me. I am very picky. I don't like communicating with a lot of people. I don't like being friends with a lot of people. It might sound a little harsh, but having a lot of people in my space sort of drains me almost. So I keep a very low profile, if that makes sense. Because
Yeah, I actually understand.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is it about this person that, just really makes me want to keep them in my space? Or my intuition just literally tells me, nah, girl, she cool. She cool. You don't have to worry about nothing, because I trust my intuition. When it comes to content creating, I haven't gotten to the quality aspect just as like where I really want to be. But I think as time goes on and I keep making podcast episodes, it gets better and better. I have an idea of where I want to go, why I'm doing it, and what I want people to get from all of this at the end of the day. So I'd have to pick quality over quantity, but they're both important.
Yeah, I definitely pick the same. And I'm like you, like totally. I was like telling my cousin the last time, like we were complaining together, we're the only ones who understand. People are like, but why don't you just make so many friends? Like it's so simple. And I'm like, I'm that person where it's like it's instant and a vibe. If it doesn't happen in that instant, it's like no.
Yeah.
And it sounds a bit harsh, but like, so it's always very few people, but the quality is like top notch. And then when creating, it's kind of the same struggle, like I just want everything to be perfect, but that means I don't get, I'm not constantly, because it slows me down putting out stuff. But I
Yeah.
just remembered when you asked my greatest achievement and you said you think you know what it is, I had totally forgotten this. Maybe it's self-sabotage, but I think right now my greatest, if I'm allowed to say this, I'll
Yeah.
say kitty instead of the actual word. I love my kitty.
Yeah.
That's my work greatest achievement right now, which I just realized. I think last night reached 3K. That's what I have to say
Yeah.
that.
And that's great. That's
Anyway,
great.
oh, so
I think a
I'm
lot of
saying I
people.
definitely choose.
Yeah, you can go on.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted your question, but I was just saying I agree with you. I definitely choose quality. And
Yeah.
I just remembered that other thing about your last question.
Yeah. So,
Yeah. So do you have anything else?
any more questions? Of course I do, girl. What you saying?
Yeah.
I've got a whole ammunition here. Like, who do you like see yourself becoming in 5 years? Like, you know, there's a whole trend of becoming her and whatnot. Like, have you become the her you've always visualized, or it's a work in progress? And what does she look like? What does she do? What does she
Yeah,
enjoy?
that's like kind of tricky and two-sided question for me, because I've reached the stage. Well, I've always been a person who likes to like grow and develop, and like I follow most of these self-development stuff and like becoming your greatest self to really appreciate yourself. But at the same time, over the last 2 years, and especially this year, I've really been exploring and trying to enjoy myself in the present moment in a state of like being rather than becoming. Like, instead of like constantly trying to change something about myself and become better and improve, which is a good thing, and I've always had that in me, the drive to have something to look forward to. But at the same time, it's kind of a way, I don't know, in some ways, I feel like, of not really accepting completely where you are and who you are in the moment. So I've been trying to explore that area a bit more.
Okay.
But hopefully, in the next 5 years, I'll be like 90% of the time feeling complete and secure in myself in a way that I'm no longer afraid to just. Like what we were saying before, like I'm a little selective, but then I feel guilty about it. So I just want to be in a place where my life is just things that resonate with me 100%, and I don't entertain things that just bring me down or don't make me feel good or help me in any way. Like I just want to have to that level of confidence and feel fine with being fine, feel fine with having my standards. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool. So now I'm getting into it. What inspired you to do kitty affirmations? We're keeping it PG friendly.
Yeah.
What made you say, I'm gonna do this. Like, what inspired you?
Yeah. I think I'm actually just trying to think back. It kind of just like was pushed out of me and just spiraled. Like I have so many things, works that I'm like, but how did I even do this or start this? Like where did this confidence come
You
from
come
though?
from?
But then once you start, it's like it came from something that wasn't me. Obviously, it was me, but like once you start, you just can't stop because it's really helping you. But I think, so I've always explored that. Well, not always, because at first, you know, like growing up as a young girl, there's like taboos and certain things you're not supposed to think about or talk about
Exactly.
and stuff. So, like, but I guess that curiosity just started coming out maybe from the time, like, just before, maybe when I turned 18, I'll say that, like a little before, I started exploring more of like, you know, relationships and my relationship with myself and
Yeah.
my sexuality and all that. And then
Yeah.
I think only after I ended like my first serious relationship, which kind of brought out a lot of things that needed to be healed,
Yeah.
and I started that healing journey, I was at a point I think where I was just like, I don't know, like so heavy and torn, like I just could not breathe, to put it in a really extreme
Yeah.
way. I was like, wow, where am I gonna go from here? And I didn't even understand how I had gotten to that place, and I was kind of beating myself down about the whole thing, that I just needed to do something. And for me, I think it's always been the way I move forward with things and feel better is always like literally moving and working on something and doing something. And I just started going with those affirmations. Like I said, they just literally came out of me. And then I started getting responses from other women saying, whoa, like I haven't seen something like this.
Yeah.
This is gold. We need this. Please do more. And I was like, oh, okay. So this is actually something and good is coming out of it. And yeah.
Because, you know, I think as young women, it's something we don't really want to talk about, like you said, because of, you know, taboos and the social constructs that we have. A lot of people make us feel like women, we cannot explore our sexuality, especially as a young woman who is not married.
Yeah.
You know, it just, it's like, nuh-uh, don't, no, don't do it. And you're like, but this is something that I'm feeling or I'm going through. Like, hello?
Yeah, like, it's always been conflicting, being denied your own emotions. It's like, whoa, this is my experience. I'm not, like trying to force it or anything.
Yeah. I feel a lot of times we are kind of quieted down when it comes to our sexuality. You'll find that there are a lot of women, I can't say there, as young women, we start getting curious, like you're saying, you know, your body is changing, a lot is happening to you, and you don't, sometimes you don't understand what exactly is happening. You know, you start finding when you get exposed to, you know, explicit movies or, you know, books, they'll make you feel a certain way, and all of a sudden you start to feel like, oh my God, I'm going against God, or, you know, I'm doing something wrong. And yet it's like, no, sweetie, that's just a natural reaction.
Yeah, and it's so difficult because it's like, it can't go away. So if you don't acknowledge it and like it's a natural way and it's a good thing because it's normal, then I feel like it just goes to the other side where you end up like denying yourself to a point where like you hate yourself, you hate your body and stuff like that. And it's just not good for you, I think. And I feel like sometimes the negative messages we get as young woman, like especially if you're unmarried, like what you're saying, like people will be like, oh, she's a hoe and all that, you know, talk. And I was actually watching this video that also inspired me to keep going, and this woman was saying that sometimes taking the negative that's said about us helps us to go against it and finally come into ourselves and accept ourselves. So she was saying, like, everything everyone has ever said about me, I'm like, yeah, if like I know who I am, but whatever someone says from now on, I don't fight against it. I'm like, yeah, in fact, cool. I am that. Like, why should it be a bad thing? And that's a different way that I just found of like getting to accept something. Like if people think something's a bad thing, actually leaning into that and saying, but like, what if I was that? Like, why is it bad? And really asking yourself those questions.
Yeah.
And then you realize for yourself that it's not a bad thing, you know? And you can actually declare that you are those things that were supposed to make you feel bad, but they don't make you feel bad.
Well, I think, you know, it all comes from the culture that we have here in Zimbabwe. You look at what's going on. If you're a part of the LGBTQA plus community, that's ground for you to get tortured, arrested, you know, persecuted, because you know, you don't feel something for the opposite sex, and all of a sudden it becomes a problem. And then you're told, as women, you know, you go to school, relationships, girls, you're told if your body count is more than 4, she's a hoe. Or if a girl says, I have 2 ex-boyfriends, just multiply that by 3. I'd like to say J. Cole is a jerk for saying that. I love J. Cole, but like when he said that, it was like, you know, I'm being honest when I say 2. I'm saying 2 because I know that if I say 6, your ass is going to run away from me.
Exactly, yeah. And even the other way around, it's not good because I know actually a couple of guys, because it's like the exact opposite. If you have a low body count as a guy, then it's like, oh, you're not a proper dude. And I know a lot of guys, like friends, who like felt bad about that and actually became like people that they weren't and lived miserably just to fit that standard because they felt like bad if they had a really low body count or something.
I
But
think.
then the double standard on the other hand, like, you've got to be like really low as a female.
And it's crazy. I'm just there, like, we're sexual beings the same way that boys are. Like, we're cute and all that, but you know, we got it going on.
Yeah, exactly. In fact,
You see,
we
I
have so
talk
much
too
to enjoy
much.
in ourselves. But yeah, even though, like you were saying, in the culture, like even with different being attracted to like the same sex and stuff, like it's just we've got a lot of growing to go. A little bit, I think we're a bit better, but we've still got a bit too farther to go. Like I've always been a free-spirited person, and you know, like I've actually lost a few female friends who thought like I was into them or something just because I'm so free, and like they find that so weird. And obviously, it's like conflicting when it goes against your beliefs and whatnot. This is funny, but it's sad at the same time that we have that mindset.
I think a lot of people, they, no offense, but they take the religious thing a bit too far. Like, it's okay that you belong to a certain religion. There's nothing wrong with that. But then when you start to, look down or treat other people badly, that becomes a problem. It becomes problematic.
Yeah, and I think it all comes down always though to like the self-reflection, because like you know, start from an early age, and most of us are ingrained with these beliefs. Like, so it's like who do you blame at the end of the day? Because like our parents, their parents taught them the same thing, and going back and back. But then the thing is, like, if people like really take that strongly and they hold those beliefs like to such an extreme level, like for themselves, I think. Well, I always think that how you, the way you limit yourself and view yourself is how you're going to project and treat others. So obviously, you know, if we don't have that self-reflection and we feel like, oh, this is so terrible, I would never do anything like this. And then the next minute we see someone doing that, we're like, what is wrong with you? And we attack them, but I don't think there's need for that.
There was an incredible book I read. I don't remember who the author was, but I think it was Conversations with God, part two or three. I don't remember. It was three books. When he talked about there's not really good or bad, there's no right or wrong. It all depends on how you see things as an individual. You can't keep using what everyone taught you all the time. Sooner or later, you need to branch out and start making those decisions by yourself.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, there's this other book, I think, Beyond Good and Evil. Like, I just think it's so neutral and subjective because what I think is good, someone might think is bad, and vice versa. And you need to just have your own beliefs at some point and realize, like, why do I believe this? Is it just because I've been told that, or do I actually agree with it myself and feel it? Like, there's some good things you can take, but you don't have to take everything. If it's being harmful to yourself and others, because you need to treat people in a good way if that's how we want to be treated. But again, good is very subjective.
Going back to key affirmations, they are beautiful. First things first. They're beautiful because I think it allows a lot of women to heal, like you were saying. And as young women, I think we forget that we need to take care of our divine feminine selves because no one, absolutely no one, is going to come in and say, yo, let me take care of your divine feminine for you, girl. Like,
That's so true.
It's something that you kind of have to say to yourself, okay, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I'm looking at it in a way where it's like it's incredible power, it's wonderful, like safe, like you're saying, that really helps and empowers us as women. And the thing is, actually, not only if you don't do that and you just kind of like leave it, like not only is no one going to come and tell you that, but if you don't already know that yourself, there's actually people who are going to come and like put the opposite message in front of you, like put negative messages, like that's always a risk. And it's even you're even more vulnerable if you don't have that foundation of building those good messages and self-care for yourself. Then you're just gonna believe whatever some random idiot says. Like, no offense, but
Girl, you need
you
to
know, it
say that
starts with
louder
that
for the people
self-care.
in the back. Girl, people will tell you things, negative things, how to do your self-care routine, how to
Yeah.
heal as a person, and that's not how it's
And
supposed to
some things
go.
could just make you worse.
And maybe that's their intention, to make you feel worse about yourself.
Yeah, because I think everyone has their own process, so you need to really start that for yourself. Well, that's what I feel as a young woman. And we really haven't had that, so I really love the kitty affirmations for that.
Thank you for saying that. It just literally opened a portal in my mind. It's like, oh my God, this girl's so wise. I have to get on it real quick.
You go, you have to though.
No,
And it's
I
just
think
so good. I'm like,
it's a slow process for me. I have a lot of, walls to break down, because in my head I'm just like, okay, I love her. I love Tai Tai. That's what I call her. I love her. I really do. But I just really don't know, because I do affirmations for myself. I'm gonna win. I'm doing the best I can for my future. I am that chick yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I do affirmations. I do them every day, every morning, every night. But it felt so strange to do affirmations for Tai Tai. I was there
yeah,
like,
but I think that's like common though. Like I even remember like one comment was like, "Wow, this is so strange, but thank you." Like it's conflicting for some people who aren't used to that. And I think especially as women, we're taught to put other people before ourselves. So